The Working Cities Challenge, which will launch on Friday, intends to revitalize small and medium-sized post-industrial cities in the Commonwealth. Eligible cities in western Massachusetts include Pittsfield, Westfield, Springfield, Holyoke, and Chicopee. The Working Cities Challenge is an idea that came from the Boston Federal Reserve. Prabal Chakrabarty of the Boston Fed explains how the program got its start.
The Boston Fed undertook a research study that looked at small cities, many of whom were struggling with the effects of deindustrialization and manufacturing job loss, and looked to see if there's any cities that were doing well across the country over the last couple decades.
And in its research, the Fed realized that a shared vision among the public and private sector was at the center of positive growth.
The key ingredient was collaboration and leadership. And the interesting thing was that the leadership could come from any sector. In some cases, it was an energetic mayor, but in other cases, it was a private sector leader or a philanthropy. The point was that there was leadership, but also this cross-sector collaboration toward a common vision.
The Federal Reserve is partnering with several agencies to launch the Working Cities Challenge, including Living Cities, a philanthropic collaborative of 22 foundations and corporations that seeks to assist underserved urban centers. Living Cities has been working with cities across the United States over the past 3 years on its integration initiative, which sought to help cities solve problems through effective investment. Large cities, including Newark, Baltimore, Cleveland, the Twin Cities, and Detroit, were all involved in the multi-year effort. Ben Hecht, president and CEO of Living Cities, said that the integration initiative model is flexible to help a city meet its own unique needs.
Each of them came to us with their own big problem they wanted to solve using an array of different capital, loans, grants, and very flexible debt. And we awarded almost $100 million of loans, grants, and flexible debt to those five cities so they could attack these problems.
Hecht said that the Working Cities Challenge program, which has received letters of intent to participate from all 20 eligible communities, many classified by the state as gateway cities, will not award funding to specific projects.
Unlike other requests for proposals, usually the government or philanthropy will tell you the ideas they're interested in funding. Here, we're not dictating what has to be funded. We're saying, get the local leaders together. Tell us what really matters to you and why you believe this group of leaders together is going to be able to solve this identified problem.
Workshops will be held in eligible communities where the parties will come together to begin working on their proposals. After a series of visits and a final review, the Working Cities Challenge plans to award three multi-year implementation awards ranging from $150,000 to $700,000 to the communities. 3 to 5 seed awards up to $80,000 will also be awarded. Though every participating community will not receive funding, Prabal Chakrabarty of the Boston Federal Reserve hopes that the collaborations made will serve the cities even after the competition is over.
We hope that the group that gets put together around these efforts stays together, that tries to look to get other resources, that continue to do it anyway.
Other partners in the Working Cities Challenge include the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the Mass Competitive Partnership and other groups. For more information, including a complete list of cities eligible for the competition, visit our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.